Turn me on and burn me down. You're a wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. You're a wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A U.S. district judge says she plans to issue a preliminary injunction to prohibit the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. ABC's Selena Wang has more from Cambridge, Mass.
This is huge relief for the nearly 7,000 international students at Harvard University. That's about a quarter of the student body, and their futures have been hanging in the balance as the Trump administration has been ramping up its pressure campaign on the university, most recently targeting international students.
The Trump administration is appealing last night's ruling by a New York-based federal court that stops most of the president's tariffs right in their tracks. Devil in the Ozarks, screams the FBI wanted poster, with a $10,000 reward for murderer and rapist and former police chief Grant Hardin, described by those who know him as a sociopath. He broke out of prison Sunday, just walked right out. With a cop-looking uniform, the guard opened the door. This is ABC News. News from the airlines, a deal between United and JetBlue. Not a merger, technically, but the airlines have agreed to sell each other's seats on both United and JetBlue websites and apps. Here's ABC News Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
If you're a member of United and JetBlue's loyalty programs, your benefits will now stretch even further. Passengers, no matter which carrier they're flying, can apply the miles and benefits. That means priority boarding, complimentary access to preferred and extra legroom seats, and same-day standby and switching, plus earning and using miles on both airlines.
Severe storms swept across central Texas, leaving at least one person missing and tens of thousands now with no power. You like coffee? Like to travel? Starbucks might have the perfect job. They're accepting applications for a global content creator. You and somebody else will spend a year traveling to unique Starbucks around the world, documenting your journey. No word on salary. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
These are all the things you would hear upon getting into and starting your car. Going wherever the road takes you. It's just, there was one sound noticeably missing.
Oh, man.
Remember, click it or ticket. You don't want to fine, and it just might save your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A Madison man has been charged in a shooting that left a child injured earlier this week. Robin Colbert has more.
Madison police say 34-year-old Zahari Powell left his gun unattended on Monday morning when a 6-year-old got a hold of it and shot himself in the eye. Powell is the boyfriend of the boy's mother. Medical staff described the child's condition as stable but with a serious prognosis. Powell was charged Wednesday in Dane County Court with child neglect resulting in great bodily harm. His attorney says this was an unfortunate accident.
A Pewaukee school bus driver accused of repeated child sexual assault faces additional charges. Waukesha County prosecutors say a review of bus surveillance video identified a 5-year-old as a second victim of 62-year-old Thomas Felser. He was charged with 4 misconduct counts earlier this year involving a 6-year-old girl who also rode on his bus route. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Construction on the Tarrant Park pool continues to move forward. The building is mostly complete, and according to Mayor Patrick Milliron, crews will now be working on the pool decking next week.
Deck the next week or so, and then the final thing, of course, then the fencing will be put in, and then finally the plastering of the pool itself and filling it up with water and then getting state inspection.
If all goes well, the pool could open by the third or fourth week of June. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Ellsworth Township last Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Autumn Hendon of Ellsworth was traveling southbound on Highway C when she lost control of the vehicle and entered the ditch. Hendon was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. A new scam to report here in western Wisconsin. Eau Claire County is now warning residents and businesses of a scam that tricks victims into believing they have an outstanding invoice from the Eau Claire County Planning and Development Department. According to county officials, the emails are sent under the name Matt Michaels and falsely claims he's with the planning department. The email includes an invoice for payment for fabricated services. If you receive one of these emails, contact the planning department. Do not respond to the email. An Eau Claire man is now facing 23 charges after being the center of a manhunt Friday. Prosecutors say 47-year-old Leo Lacey threatened someone with a gun at Smokehouse Tobacco last Thursday. Police say then he crashed his car during a police pursuit the next day in Eastside Hill before running away. Schools in the area had to be put on lockdown while law enforcement tried to locate Lacey, who was found in a storage area above an open garage. Lacey's now facing charges including hit and run, recklessly endangering safety, and possession of cocaine. Sun Country Airlines plans to continue operations out of the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. A spokesperson for the airport says Sun Country will continue to offer nonstop seasonal service to Fort Myers. Those flights are expected to resume here in western Wisconsin on January 30th of next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
The Mondovi City Council has passed a resolution adopting NIMS as part of emergency management for Mondovi. That resolution was needed as Buffalo County has updated their emergency management plan that included NIMS as part of the plan to notify residents during emergencies. A Dunn County man accused of starting a fire at Shooters Showgirls on January 18th has entered a not guilty plea last week in Dunn County Court. Colton Jansen of Comstock was charged in January with arson of a building, burglary, and possession of burglary tools. All three charges are felonies. Jansen appeared in court via video last Thursday where he entered the not guilty pleas to all counts. Defense attorney Aaron Nelson said he's still waiting for all discovery documents to be given to him. Jensen did post a $25,000 cash bond. He remains free at this time. His next court appearance is August 5th. Last Friday, the Wisconsin Farmers Union held an event in Osseo to spotlight Senate Bill 148, also known as the Right to Repair Bill, legislation that would give farmers and independent mechanics the legal right to repair their equipment. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden said it's important to work together so that the bill passes.
Well, certainly, you know, the division within politics nowadays is going to make it a little bit harder, but agriculture for generations has always been really bipartisan, and this is another one of those instances where we should get rid of the political divide and really work together and make sure that this happens and get it to a point where everybody's going to be happy about it, but also it's going to benefit the whole state and the whole economy.
Under the bill, manufacturers would be required to provide access to repair documentation, diagnostic data, software, firmware, parts, and tools, all at a fair price and on fair terms. State Representative Christian Phelps is looking to maintain the limits on state funding for private schools. The Eau Claire Democrat has introduced a measure that would extend the current cap, which is 10% of a school district's membership. That limit will expire at the end of next school year without additional legislation. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local
friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Women's U.S. Open is underway today at Erin Hills. I'm Bill Scott with Sports World number one, Nelly Korda.
The biggest test in the game of golf definitely has tested me a lot. And, you know, I love it at the end of the day. I mean, this is why we do what we do, is to play these golf courses in these conditions to test our games in every aspect. Not even just our games, our mental as well. So I enjoy it, and I'm excited to see what this week is going to bring.
Brewers have the day off today following their 6-5, 10-inning win and sweep of the Red Sox yesterday. Milwaukee starts a weekend road series at Philadelphia on Friday. Packers practicing today as they wrap up their first week of OTAs. They'll return for three more practices next week, then hold their mandatory minicamp on June 10th. NBA playoffs, Indiana's at New York against the Knicks. Game 5 tonight. The Pacers head to the finals with a victory. NHL, Edmonton at Dallas. Oilers lead that series 3-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more, for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
The next-gen car has changed the game in Music City. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The NASCAR Cup Series heads to the Nashville Super Speedway this weekend for Sunday's Cracker Barrel 400. It's the fifth race on the 1.3-mile concrete oval for the Cup cars and the fourth for the next-gen race car, something that changed the way drivers race, according to Joe Gibbs Racing driver Christopher Bell.
With the old car, it really raced more like a short track in the way that you pass guys, the way that you needed your car to drive. It really reminded me of a short track. And whenever we came back with the next-gen car, it really started racing more like an intermediate track. I would say that's been the biggest change from 2021 to now.
Bell is hoping to avenge his mid-race crash last year this Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
When it seems to never stop raining, having the right conditions to mow the lawn is a challenge. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can mow wet grass, but I have some tips to keep in mind as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with SipCam Agro's Stilo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stilo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at SipCamAgroUSA.com. Get no-risk results with Stilo PSR.
Rainy season in my neck of the woods. Getting out to mow before my lawn grows into a tall prairie sometimes requires cutting the grass when it's wet, even though I know I shouldn't. Ward Upham is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says mowing wet grass isn't a good idea for 3 reasons. Your mower has to work harder, grass is slippery and a safety concern, especially if you're on a slope. And thirdly, wet grass sticks to everything. You'll have to periodically stop and clean out the underside of the mower deck, maybe even your clothes. Wet or dry, you shouldn't cut more than 1/3 of the grass height. But if you can't stand it and absolutely have to mow a wet yard, Upham says to raise the mower deck as high as it will go.
And that way, even if that grass is tall, you may be still within that 1/3 of the grass blade level. Also, you're taking off less of that grass blade, and so it's going to be easier to mow. if it's so wet that that grass is laying down, what you may have to do is go over it two different directions.
Upham says it's always important to have sharp cutting blades, but even more so when the grass is wet, because you tend to not get as good of a cut under those conditions.
Really, you should be sharpening those blades about every 10 hours. And that's because they get a better cut and also takes less energy in order to cut the lawn. You know your blades are dull if you get kind of a whitish cast on that turf a day or two after you finish mowing. What it's doing is shredding the end of those blades.
If the grass is really, really long, side discharge instead of mulching. Yes, you will leave ugly clumps. Let them dry and then either rake them up or go back over them with the mower. Learn more about mowing a wet yard at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-403-5566. 800-403-5566. 800-403-5566.
Mixed and quiet action in Thursday market trade. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Mike Castle with StoneX joins us for market analysis. And Mike, the grains and oil seeds, quarter beans a little bit lower. Some pressure in bean oil with the wheat trade mixed to slightly higher. Just feels like a quiet, choppy day overall in the grain trade.
Yeah, seeing Minneapolis wheat lead the way higher here, I think that makes sense given this week's crop progress reports. You know, obviously at only 45% good to excellent. I think tied for the second worst initial spring wheat ratings on record. Certainly a lot worse than expected. A lot of that issue is kind of centered on Montana, specifically eastern side of the state where we've got some lingering dryness, some lower temps. Forecasts do show, you know, a good amount of improvement for that area, but they are kind of spotty generally throughout the next 2 weeks. You know, has shifted somewhat wet for the northern plains, but again, it's really just a matter of seeing whether or not the dry areas actually catch those, because again, they are pretty spotty forecasts. It's really not until the 11 to 15 day window that things look a little more solid for that area. So I have to keep an eye on that. But you know, I think really more than anything, this is a, you know, big, we're already, you know, kind of looking at a huge fund short throughout the entire wheat complex, but you know, especially in Minneapolis. So could be just kind of scaring some of those shorts out, you know, seeing the headlines of bad conditions, you know, potential crop issues up there and, you know, smaller acres, not just in U.S., but Canada, kind of some spots of dryness as well. So could just be some short covering there, kind of trying to get out of things. Yeah, the rest of the wheat complex really not doing much. Chicago's down a little bit. KC's kind of caught in the middle. It's, you know, up about a penny as we're speaking here, but overall not too exciting. But really just kind of, you know, with us being in the growing season, keeping an eye on the weather becomes more and more important here through this next month. The further south you go, when we're looking at the winter wheat crop, you know, a lot of those areas were looking for rain all spring and didn't get it up until it was harvest time. And forecasts kind of keep that coming here throughout the next couple of weeks. So we did see some harvest kickoff in Texas, but they've quickly kind of been knocked out of the field for the most part. I think you'll see that kind of continue as they dodge the rains here, but that just kind of slows things down. But when things do finally dry out, that should just mean that we see a pretty wide area get going, looking out to not this upcoming weekend, but the one following and out further. You know, looking at the 11 to 15 day window again, it's much drier for the southern plains. So you could kind of see wheat harvest kicking off from firing back up in Texas, running all the way up into Kansas at once. So that'll be interesting. But again, a lot of things right now with us being in the heart of growing season.
Once again, Mike Castle from StoneX on the American Ag Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture technology is changing rapidly. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Whether it's cell phones, laptops, EVs, hybrid vehicles, or online purchases, we've seen lightning-fast technological changes in our lives in recent years. Global futurist and best-selling author Jack Oldrich says those same technologies are part of agriculture as well.
There are so many opportunities for innovation. And one of the things I said in the presentation is that now that unconventional technology companies are getting into the ag space, like Microsoft and Google, that they understand agriculture is as much or at least more about technology and information and data than farmers might have thought in the past. And they see the opportunity.
And ready or not, Oldrich says, it's coming.
I think one of the challenges, if we're living in exponential times, that most people think, oh, something is 10 years away. And that might be true using today's technology, but tomorrow's technology is going to be faster, and these things are going to bring the future forward.
Oldrich says, farmers, be prepared.
Stay aware of these trends and also understand how it's the convergence of these technologies. As we have more satellites in the sky and we have more sensors in the field, we're going to be able to do things differently.
Don't be a cynic, Oldrich says, but it's perfectly okay to be skeptical. Eventually, as technology improves, a time will come to take the bull by the horns.
I would say the best way to predict the future is to create it yourself. Stay aware of these trends, read up on them, think about them, talk with, you know, your ag extension officers, talk with some of these technological startups, you know, get better answers on the ROI, how all of these technologies and products work. And then if your comfort level is high, then pull the trigger and embrace these technological trends and create the future.
Futurist and author Jack Oldrich talking about technology and agriculture. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Peck family farm in Chippewa Falls yesterday to talk with farmers about how trade and tariff uncertainties are affecting their operation. Baldwin says not only are farmers' input prices uncertain, so are farmers' export markets.
What we heard with regard to tariffs is that input prices are unpredictable. Sometimes they're not even being quoted what it is that it will cost for inputs like fertilizer. Most of the potash comes from Canada, which of course is subject to tariffs right now. And export markets are in question when there are uncertain tariffs threatened or imposed.
Some in Congress believe that only Congress can impose tariffs and that Congress should reassert its control over the executive branch. Baldwin says that the Senate did pass a resolution revoking the emergency declaration on which the Canadian tariffs were based, but it was not brought up for a vote in the House.
What Congress has done, and we saw in the case of the tariffs with Canada, is Senate actually passed a resolution overturning the emergency declaration on which the Canadian tariffs were based. Sadly, Speaker Johnson in the House chose not to bring up our resolution. But I believe that we could achieve the same result with other tariffs, and that we should.
Trade agreements are usually ratified by Congress, but because the president does not have trade promotion authority, if any of those agreements are brought before Congress, they could be subject to amendments by any member, thus endangering the agreement. Baldwin believes that the current trade agreement between the United States and the United Kingdom is not a formal agreement, but rather a handshake agreement. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has announced that there'll be greater market access with Costa Rica. Costa Rica's National Animal Health Service has officially approved the first American dairy cooperative for export to Costa Rica, making it the first U.S. dairy facility to be registered under the new streamlined approval process that would ease market access for U.S. dairy products. The first registration paves the way for future U.S. dairy export to Costa Rica, a $60 million market in 2024. Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Rollins provided an update on USDA's ongoing partnership with Mexico to combat the New World screwworm. Rollins held a call with her Mexican counterpart and discussed the ongoing threat of NWS and actions being taken by both countries to contain the threat south of the border. Rollins said USDA will invest $21 million to renovate an existing fruit fly production facility in Mexico. This facility will produce 60 to 100 million additional sterile screwworm flies weekly to push the population further south in Mexico. The investment I'm announcing is one of many efforts that the team is making around the clock to protect our animals, farm economy, and security of the nation's food supply, Rollins said. We're continuing to work closely with Mexico to push screwworm away from the U.S. and out of Mexico. Current U.S. restrictions on live animal imports from Mexico remain in place. USDA's Farm Service Agency has determined that farmers in Wabasha, Goodhue, and 26 other Minnesota counties who suffered livestock feed or grazing losses due to the floods in 2024 may be eligible for feed transportation assistance through the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish programs. Because feed transportation eligibility has been extended for livestock producers in Wabasha, Goodhue, and the other counties for 2024 losses, the Minnesota FSA is approved to act on late-filed ELAP applications that meet all other program requirements. Producers must submit a notice of loss, all other required program documentation, and an application for payment to their local FSA office by March 2nd of 2026. Contact the Wabasha or Goodhue County FSA offices for more information. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Isolated showers are still possible through the afternoon in our ag weather forecast. Now, warming temperatures will begin through the weekend as the highs will reach back to near normal. And it looks like we'll also have some light winds, but looks like relative humidity values will be bottoming out into the upper 20s to mid 30s. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Still an isolated shower or storm possible. 30% chance. High 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. About 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight's partly cloudy. Lows 51 to 56. Relative humidities at 79 to 84%. West winds at 5 to 9. For Friday, partly sunny. We'll have an isolated shower or storm. Only 20% chance. Highs 79 to 84. Relative humidities at 33 to 38%. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Now, we could see up to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation, but 11 hours of sunshine as well. For Saturday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of a shower or storm. Warmer, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, sunshine. Highs 80 to 85. Monday, mostly sunny. Warmer still. Highs 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river.
If I call you an angel, ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no.
just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. And you're one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world, yeah. For one of them girls who like to act all quiet. Sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars, man.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
That lonesome Texas sun was setting slow. And in the rearview mirror, I watched it go. I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes for a moment. I'm still there. The bluest skies in Texas are haunting me tonight. Like the stars that fill the midnight sky. Another town, another home.
temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away. But you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't want to steal your covers. I just want to take your time. Whoa,
like you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone.